Part 5. New Publicly Traded Securities. Psych Maricone Castellon reports of five companies who issued or will issue shares of new common stock upon emergence pursuant to the plans of reorganization they filed or intend to file in their Chapter 11 cases in May 2013. These companies are PMI Group, Otelco Inc., School Specialty, American Airlines, and AMF Bowling. PMI Group Inc., once the owner of a mortgage insurance company, proposed a plan of reorganization under which holders of $691 million in senior unsecured notes are predicted to have a 29% recovery. General unsecured creditors with $6.3 million to $10.3 million in claims are to recover 26% to 27%. In addition to prorated distributions of cash, unsecured creditors and note holders will receive stock in reorganized PMI. There are no secured creditors. Senior note holders recover slightly more than general creditors because note holders benefit from subordination provisions in $52.9 million in subordinated notes, whose holders receive nothing from the plan. At the outset of Chapter 11, PMI had $165 million in cash. The hoard since then increased to $200 million, available for distribution to creditors under the plan. The company still has about $1.2 billion in tax loss carryforwards. The total will be reduced by debt forgiven through bankruptcy. Otelco Inc.'s prepackaged plan of reorganization became effective, and the company emerged from Chapter 11 protection in May. Otelco's plan provides for the following. Each holder of the senior secured term loan liens will receive its prorated share of 1. Term loan obligations of the company under the new senior secured credit facility of not more than $142 million, maturing on April 30, 2016. 2. A cash payment of no less than $20 million. And 3. The new Class B common stock, representing 7.5% of the total economic and voting interest in reorganized Otelco. Reinstatement of allowed senior secured revolving loan claims, as amended, with availability of up to $5 million, pursuant to the new senior secured credit facility agreement, and each holder of the company's outstanding and subordinated notes to receive prorated share of new Class A common stock. Reinstatement of allowed general unsecured claims in full, provided that, if holders of Class 5 subordinated notes claims vote to reject the plan, holders of allowed general unsecured claims will receive a cash payment equal to 40.5% of the allowed amount of such general unsecured claims, and cancellation of all the company's existing equity interests. School Specialty Inc. overcame spirited opposition to win the signature of the bankruptcy judge May 23rd on a confirmation order approving the Chapter 11 reorganization plan. Under the plan, new common stock with voting rights will be issued to the company's current note holders and ad hoc DIP lenders. For a predicted full recovery, the plan gives 87.5% of the reorganized company's stock to lenders who provided $155 million in replacement financing. Note holders owed $170.7 million are receiving the other 12.5% of the stock, for an estimated 6% recovery. Trade suppliers with $35.6 million in claims receive 20% in cash, although not until almost 7 years after the confirmation. Their claims in the meantime will accrue interest at 5%. Alternatively, trade suppliers who continue to provide trade credit will be paid 45% in about 7 years, with interest accruing at 10%. Among the plan opponents, holders of $17 million of the $157.5 million in 3.75% convertible subordinated debentures wanted the opportunity to purchase part of the bankruptcy financing at full value and participate in buying the lion's share of new equity. American Airlines received court approval of the disclosure statement explaining its plan of reorganization. The plan, which is hinged to its merger with U.S. Airways, provides that unsecured creditors with $2.6 billion in claims and creditors with $6.8 billion in claims backed by aircraft will receive a full recovery. The company's shareholders will get a 3.5% stake in the combined company with the potential for additional shares. Under the merger, equity in the combined company will be split, with 72% to AMR stakeholders and creditors and 28% to U.S. Airways shareholders. A hearing to consider confirmation of AMF Bowling's plan of reorganization is scheduled to occur in June. The company's plan, which calls for the merger with upscale bowling alley chain Bowl More, provides for second lien creditors owed $80 million to own the company. The plan provides for these terms. First lien debt will be paid in full with interest at the non-default rate. In exchange for debt, the second lien creditors will receive 20% of the stock of the combined companies, to be called Bowl More AMF. The report notes that to receive another 57.5% of the combined company's equity, second lien noteholders can participate in an offering to provide a $50 million second lien loan. Unsecured creditors with claims totaling from $29 million to $34 million will share a cash pot of $2.35 million for a recovery of 7-8%. Second lien holders' deficiency claim won't participate in the pool for unsecured creditors. In return for contributing Bowl More to the new company, owners of Strike Holdings will receive 22.5% of the equity. The offering is backstopped by Cerberus, JP Morgan, and Credit Suisse, which will purchase any part of the loan not subscribed by other second lien holders. The official unsecured creditors committee and holders of about 80% of the second lien debt and 30% of the first lien support the new plan. The original plan had offered $300,000, or 1% recovery, for unsecured creditors. That ends the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for May 2013. Brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. If you'd like to receive the Troubled Company Reporter for 30 days at no cost and with no strings attached, call Nina Novak at 240-629-3300 or visit bankrupt.com/free trial and we'll add you to the distribution list. That telephone number again is 240-629-3300 and that website address again is bankrupt.com/free trial. Tune in to our next monthly restructuring review on July 16th. Thank you for listening.